ZLK Mobile.
Sound a lot better than at this point in time.
My throat, and I'm a little bit further down the road. It probably was me. When I first leave my workplace, I'm kind of in a low spot, so I got a pretty good shot to the repeater right now.
Yep. I'm not sure if I do, due to the fact that I'm mobile, so it's, I guess, it's just hit and miss if I'm in the right spot.
Morning, Lloyd.
Yep, doing wonderful. Had my run this morning and definitely enjoyed the cool weather running. And the biggest part is it was definitely safe where the that time of the morning there's not really a lot of cars, especially on the plantation drive where that's where I run at. So normally about the 7 o'clock time frame, it gets real busy and those cars go so fast in and out of there. It's not safe to run at that point in time, even though I have a reflective belt on.
Reflectors don't really do any good when people are in a hurry and not paying attention. I'm glad you don't run up and down 14 there. That wouldn't be safe.
Sir, it would definitely interrupt my running time because I'd forever day be stepping off the side of the road. And yeah, that's definitely not a safe place to run.
To work with. In fact, he was the one that told me years ago how to get on at UPS. I was working at a little company, and he was the package car driver that came and picked up. He's retired now. He lives somewhere in your neighborhood.
Yep, that's definitely cool.
A few times years ago, I never had it on a regular route. Had to cover for somebody or run extra work that was in that location, but I didn't get to know it well enough. If I'd run it, you know, as my route for a year or more, I would have learned it like the back of my hand, but I never got that far on that side of town.
Yeah, as with any subdivision, more so this day and time frame, there's definitely a lot of twists and turns that you could definitely get lost in a community quick.
Most of the new subdivisions are one way in, one way out, so at least you can find your way back out eventually. The older subdivisions, they usually had multiple entrances.
Yeah, that's the way it is with our subdivision. So what's your plans for today? Pretty much you should be get ready to head to the house and rest some.
And I'm headed home now. Gonna try to sleep for a while. Our oldest granddaughter's coming over, and so I'm sure that I will try to wake up at some point to see her for a little bit before she goes back home.
I am pretty sure that she will wake you up anyway, regardless if you want to get up or not.
Oh, and she's usually really good about not trying to get in the bedroom, keep the door closed. She knows I'm sleeping, so, and she's only... I think she can get the door open, but she's not at that point yet where she'll try, and so she hangs out with Beth all day.
Sometimes it's a wonder if your wife doesn't wake you up then to give her a break.
Her full glory. When the kids were little and I'd come home from work, there were days when she said, "They're yours, I'm out of here, I need some time," but I can't seem to get her away from the grandkids. Not yet, anyway. I mean, maybe if they were living with us full time and we were raising them, but no, she is more than happy to be there with them all the time.
Yeah, that's pretty much what we do with my daughter. That's 3 on the weekends. It's at any point in time that we have her during the day after a pick up from daycare and school and stuff, me and my wife will tag team her because she definitely can bring out your inner gangster sometimes.
Fair enough. to get to that point. Her mom stays at home. Her dad, my son, works from home a lot. He's able to do that a lot, so he's there a good bit of the time. And so we don't. We cherish every moment we get with her right now.
Yep, I thought my daughter yesterday was not going to survive, and that's just strictly joking around with me. But yesterday when she was, according to her, she was finished with dinner and didn't want to have the rest of the barbecue, she closed the lid and threw the whole styrofoam tray at my wife, and I was like, oh, please let her make it.
Taking long to become independent little human beings with minds of their own, does it?
No, it certainly does not. But like I said, she survived, but like she had time out for quite a while. And that time out serves two purposes. It gives the kid the idea that they know they did something wrong, and it gives the parent time to cool off.
That's a good thing. More parents. I don't know about more, but there are a lot of parents out there that need to take that advice. That's for sure.
That is definitely true. And as I say, in my military days, when you just have to make the idea of that it's not punishment, it's a corrective measure. And that's what it's about, because if you use the word punishment, then they get so scared and worried about something that you just have to find out what motivates them and use that as a corrective measure.
He didn't worry about a couple of punishments, and he had a corrective measure. All he had to do was reach for his belt buckle, and that straightened us up really quickly.
You grew up in the same generation I did. That way the reaching toward the belt buckle, you know, or the belt definitely straightened you up pretty quick.
I don't think I'm the worst for it, but it never was abusive. Might have been a little heavy-handed sometimes, or sometimes he felt like he had to deal it out fairly. If I wasn't in trouble, but one of my brothers was, then, well, maybe I needed it too, just because. But that wasn't that bad, and it's fine. I have no hard feelings about that.
Yeah, the only hard feeling that I had one day about the belt used is my brother was trying to turn on the light in the utility room and was having to jump at it, and it got the string tangled up, and my father got upset about it for some odd reason, and due to the fact that he said that, you know, that I was the one that did it, and I know I didn't, but I got the spanking for it anyway.
I learned it really fast when I became a parent is I'm not a perfect. Sometimes you make mistakes, but you do the best you can, hopefully, and you try to do better. And when you realize your mistake, you apologize and own up to it. So that's what I tried to do.
That is definitely what I do. And me and my brother only fought one time, because it was always the rule. He was 3 years younger than I was. That, you know, I was never allowed to hit him, and so we truly only had one fight that we're actually hitting each other. And my dad heard us screaming out in the backyard, and so, as the military says, I took it to the tree line, and what it amounts to is he used my car without my permission and left it downtown where he ran it out of gas. So the next morning I had no way to get to work, so I told him that you know, me and you gonna fight. And when my dad come out there, he asked what was going on, and I told him, and all he said was, well, don't hurt him too bad.
So he survived, right?
Yes, he did.
He was bigger than you either, though, because if you you up.
Nope, that definitely did not happen.
He fights with my brothers. I got three older brothers, and the youngest one was 4 years older than me. Now, he picked on me an awful lot, but they were so much bigger than me. And then when I hit my teenage years, I turned out to be bigger than them, and they were off in the military and stuff at that point. But I never got into a scrape like that. I know we wrestled and argued and that kind of thing, but never got into any kind of fight with them.
Yep, that is definitely a good thing. Like I said, yeah, that's always definitely good. And I know a lot of kids, especially when they're younger like that, they wait for their perfect timing and then do that. Because one of my niece and nephews, he was always picking on her and stuff like that because she was like 3 or 4 years younger. And one day she saw her opportunity and she took a broom handle while he wasn't paying.
Watch out for those surprise attacks. I've got two girls. I have two boys and two girls, and the girls were pretty close in age, and they shared a bedroom at one point, and their door was closed, and one day I heard them in there, and I could tell that something was escalating, and then I started hearing some slaps, and I opened the door, and they both had each other by the hair, and they were down on the ground slapping each other, and they stopped when I opened that door, and I looked at them, and then they both just burst out laughing, and then it was over. It was pretty funny.
Yep, and what that amounts to is that was probably something very trivial that probably it took one of their makeups or something like that, and worst come to worst, they were probably, you know, fighting over a boy if they were at that age.
They were probably about 11, 12, 13 years old, something like that, and they were actually crying too when I... Both of them, and then they were doing that laughing with tears in their eyes, you know, that kind of thing. But that was the worst I saw of them. And then my two boys were spread apart. They're 8 years between them. My oldest and youngest are the boys. And now, my oldest son would pick on my youngest son a lot. And sometimes I would intervene just because I remembered having my older brother pick on me. But they didn't ever get into a scrape like that, but into a fight. But the girls did. And what I told you about my brothers, we never got into a fight. Sometimes I wish we had have, because that would have prepared me a little more for when when Beth starts beating up on me, I would have been used to it a little better.
Yeah, like I said, well, you just need to take a self-defense class.
Joke, by the way. I figured you'd know that. But yeah. She doesn't beat up on me, I don't beat up on her. I could probably take her.
Remember, that silent plots. If they're silent and say, it's okay. Especially, always be very mindful of that statement. You just go to sleep.
Other ways of straightening me up. She doesn't have to beat up on me. Sometimes I wish she'd just beat up on me and get it over with.
They definitely have their ways. Yeah, and I knew that was a joke where you're talking about her beating up on you.
Probably deserved it a few times, or I have deserved it a few times. Anyway, no, she's not listening. I'd probably say the same thing even if she was. She doesn't turn the radio on, but anyway, we like to joke around about that.
So she has her license too. She just doesn't talk or listen a lot.
License. Her dad was a ham radio operator, and when she was growing up, and he tried to teach her the code, and because at that time you had to learn it to get the license, and she really had no interest in it then, and so she never developed it now. But she knows how to turn the radio on. She could go back and eavesdrop on me if she wanted to. Of course, I would say everything I've said to her face. So anyway, it doesn't matter. N4ZLK.
Yep, that is definitely a very important rule in life to always just be honest. And sometimes the truth hurts, but you know, it's better off knowing than keeping something silent.
I don't know how we got off on all that, but let's see. Have you have you been able to upgrade? Are you, do you have any work, do any HF radio? Any, well, you know what I'm saying. Have you, do you work any HF?
Have upgraded my license, but I have, I do not have an HF radio yet.
Remember now when you said that, I remember you, it's been, what, about a month, month and a half ago that you upgraded, maybe 2 months?
For the 12th, I upgraded my license, so I'm just in a process of doing it. The only HF that actually worked was at that winter day when I was out there, so I got to listen some on that and do some of it. It's KO4PXB Friday.
That's right. I've heard you talk about you don't, the HOA, and you're living right across from your, the president of the HOA, so trying to find a way to put an antenna up.
Well, definitely figuring out where the, definitely get one up. We'll definitely do the NFED or, like I said, something to that effect. But I'll definitely get one up there, and then I just will find the rig. Pretty much, that's always a fun thing, to find one where it'll, I want one that will do all modes. I found some that will, but then it doesn't have the 2 meter and the 70 centimeter. So it's like, well, I'd rather have one that has all modes in it than having to keep my little HT side by side.
Be nice to have them. Of course, you can only talk on one at a time, and if it's all on the same radio, generally, I don't believe you can monitor. If you've got an all-band, all-mode, I don't know if you can monitor VHF at the same time. Maybe some of them do that, but I like having a separate radio that at least I can have on, and in case there's a conversation I'm interested in or somebody I'm interested in talking to, you know, you can catch them if, while I'm working on HF.
Yep, that's a very good point. The on that side of it, I'm not sure on those HF radios like that, if you have dual VFOs, would it still monitor one, or you have to actually have both on the high frequency, or UHF or VHF?
I don't really know on the ones, the HF all band or all mode radios. I know the dual band VHF, UHF, you can monitor both of them. But I don't really know, because I don't have one, and I haven't really investigated it.
That's another thing that I'll look at to make sure that that's, you know, how that works out. If it has to be when you're in one mode, do you have to stay in that, or can you monitor other ones?
I had the capability, a dual VFO, that it would, but again, I don't even know if they make an HF radio that, or, sorry, an all-band radio, HF and UHF or VHF. If they have the dual VFOs on them, I would assume there would be at least one out there.
I will definitely look around. But now I'm here at my work, so it's KO4PXB. I'll see 73 till another time.
Have a good day. Enjoyed the conversation. And I hope you enjoy your day at work. And be careful going home this evening. KO4PXB, N4ZLK Mobile. CLX Mobile. N4ZLK Mobile.
N4ZLK and 6CLX. How are you today?
I'm headed home. I'm a little sleepy, but I'm headed home to take care of that problem.
You finished another night.
Days off. I'm done for this. That was my Friday. I'm got a cousin and her husband that are flying in Friday morning to spend the weekend with us. So I didn't want to be sleeping all day Friday when they got here, so I went ahead and took Thursday and Friday off.
How long did they put you on the night shift?
6 months at a time, and it's, they didn't do it to me. I did it to myself. So we can change routes every 6 months. and I just wanted to do something different, and I can make a little more money doing it this way, so try it out for a little while. I've done it before, but it's not something I have to stay on.
I did that years and years ago. There's no way in heck I'll ever do that again.
I prefer to do the work that I do at night and do it in the daytime, but if I go on the day route, I got to deliver bulk stops and, you know, handle a bunch of packages delivered out of a trailer, where this way I'm just pulling trailers, but this kind of stuff is only available at night for at least our building. A lot of the bigger hubs, bigger cities, they've got runs that will leave out in the daytime and pull load to another city, but we don't have that here in Greenville.
You can always tell how the economy is doing by how many trucks are on the road, and I'd say this economy is humming right along.
That to the extent that there are a lot of trucks out there, but also you have to look at it, everything basically moves by truck, so even when the economy's not doing well, somebody's getting something, and it's got to go by truck. But you're right, there are a lot of trucks out there. It's just crazy, even at nighttime, how many trucks are on the road.
At 5 o'clock, when all the trucks going back to yards, man, it's some days it's nothing but trucks.
All to keep you little four-wheelers off the road, get them out of our way.
I never understood why they didn't make truck-only lanes on these things, but whatever.
They are limited to, the two right lanes. A lot of areas they're not supposed to be in the left lane or the far two left lanes, but they still do it.
Anything new in the repeater land? I don't know. I listen, but, man, I haven't been talking much this past week.
I haven't been on much at all either the last several days. So if there's anything new, I don't know about it. I don't know if you know, but Richard, if you hear him on in the morning, I think he's in the hospital right now, so that's something new.
Horribly serious.
A couple days ago, or maybe it was yesterday, I can't remember, Monday afternoon, I think. And he sounded okay, but there's something going on, obviously, while he's in there. I think he checked into the net last night, so he's able to communicate using EchoLink.
I'm feeling like getting on the radio. It can't be that bad.
I know. He's a trooper, though. I think there's days he feels really bad anyway, and he still gets on the radio. But anyway, we'll keep him in our prayers, and hopefully he'll be home soon.
Yes, sir. Yeah, at least I got good sleep last night because there was nothing to put on the TV.
You got some good sleep last night?
That joke. The state of the disunion was on last night. And I didn't watch it.
I've heard a couple clips. I heard him get pretty angry about while he was defending a Chinese president. He was pretty angry at everybody else over here.
30% of that. I'm getting close to the office and it gets choppy over here. There's evidently a mountain in the way. All right, Shane. I want to say good day to you and have a good morning, night. Whatever. Have a good rest, and I'll talk to you later. This is N6CLX. I'm going to clear out to go make my money.
It's your turn to make some money for all those retired people out there. And have a good day, Mike. Enjoyed it. I hope you enjoy your day. N6CLX, N4ZLK.
N4ZLK, W4NGU.
How are you, N4ZLK?
Doing pretty good. I'm about 2 miles from the office, but just passed a UPS tractor that said compressed natural gas. What kind of mileage you get running that thing off natural gas?
We don't have any in Greenville or Spartanburg. They've got them down in Atlanta and Columbia, bigger cities. but and they've got a load of them, and I've heard they do pretty well. But a funny story, my brother sent me a picture of one of those. He was in Tennessee, and he sent a picture of it, and I said, yep, I texted back, that's one of our compressed natural gas tractors. And he sent back, it looks regular size to me.
Well, this was on 26 headed north, or whichever way, toward Asheville, that is. So anyway, maybe it wasn't a Greenville-Spartanburg one, but I just had never seen that before. Wonder how prevalent it was getting.
Atlanta and Greensboro, Columbia, about half of the fleet that all of them, those bigger hubs have, about half of them are the natural gas tractors. And I've heard that they do, you know, there's not much difference. I don't know how you compare the fuel, if you say miles per gallon or if they haven't really checked on it, but they don't pull very well apparently up hills, but they get them, it's enough to get them where they're going.
Are they just trying to switch for a cleaner output?
A huge tax break, huge tax incentive if you have a fleet and you have a lot of them that are, I'm not saying UPS does things for tax breaks, but they're a big corporation, so why wouldn't they, you know?
So you don't think it's got the same BTU?
I mean, they must work because they, you know, they run, there's a bunch of them going up and down 85, so.
Wouldn't pull hills quite as well. That's interesting. But, yeah, it looked the same size as any of the others I've seen.
Kettles now, especially the Kenworths, they've got them tuned down. They don't pull hills very well either. They get them just enough to get you over. You end up slowing down, but that's just the way they design them now to try to save fuel. But I'm in the driveway, Phil. Hope you have a good day. I'm gonna run, and good to talk to you. W4NGU, N4ZLK.
W4, never give up, clear.
ACX, mobile.
K4RM, mobile.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. I hope you are.
Doing good. Enjoying the beautiful start to this day. Your way into the salt mine this morning?
Yep. I assume you're headed down the mountain.
Give me just a minute. I must be in a hole. I didn't get any of that one.
A bad place. I say, yes, I'm headed into work. Are you headed down the mountain?
Ready down the mountain and making my way to my fourth stop this morning.
They start.
One every day.
6 o'clock.
It's at 5:30.
Then, they always say the early bird catches the worm, so good for you.
I'm out here scratching around trying to find it.
Yeah. Well, what you been up to lately?
Just working, and went to winter field day and week and a half ago, and then last weekend I went to an auction. Other than that, I hadn't been up to a whole lot.
Here, working all the time and make it up to the mountain. I was up there a couple of weekends ago and got in a good hike, so just trucking along.
Any of the contesting lately?
Working some ST8, but hadn't done any contesting of late.
Been on that VHS contest or winter field day.
I just didn't have time to devote to it. Got a lot of stuff going on outside of radio, so you know how that goes.
Life tends to get in the way sometimes, doesn't it?
It's the time for me. Anyway, tomorrow me and three of my ham friends are headed down to Orlando for hamcation.
Pretty cool. It's supposed to be one of the biggest ones around.
Yeah, I'm to a big one like that, so I'm looking forward to it.
It'll be pretty interesting to go to at least once in your lifetime. Maybe I can try to make it one time.
Well, my wife, I said this may be the only time I go to a big one, but so I took
tomorrow and Friday off, so we're going to leave out early in the morning and come back Sunday.
I'm with you.
Bill, N4IQ, Gary, W4EEY, and Jim, K9JDP.
Good time. Stay safe down there. But I'm pulling into my next stop, so I just wanted to say hello this morning. I heard you and Shane there at the tail end of it, and hadn't talked to you in a while. So good to hear you, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final, Fred. 7-3.
Good to hear you again. Have a good day, and we'll talk later. K4RM Mobile clear.